Swaggy B on the beat.
Push the button and just go. Like, no.
It's just rolling, you know?
No. Turn it off.
I can cut it out at the beginning. I'll cut it out this time.
Please and thank you.
Okay.
Stop doing
that. What, baby?
Start in. I'm not fully ready.
I was just going to make sure it ain't no lag. Make sure everything rolling smooth, mama. Mm-hmm.
Welcome back to the 8818 podcast.
We back.
This is your girl, Show.
It's your boy, Mo.
I forgot what episode we on, but we just gonna roll with it.
We just gonna call this episode, Show Return. She show back, returns. Y'all. Welcome back.
I'm back.
It was, one long episode, but you back.
I'm back.
How you feel?
I feel good.
You feel good?
How about you?
I'm good. Back in this thing. Mm-hmm.
I've been MIA.
Yeah, you've been MIA, girl.
I went back to work, y'all.
Yeah.
I had to come out of quarantine. But it's been a process adjusting to everything and getting back into the fold, being in the office. So
I've been in the field the whole time.
My baby been out there the whole quarantine.
But it's all good, though, because I got me a little halfway promotion. I'm finna be operator.
Congratulations.
Yeah, appreciate it. Yeah.
So what we've been up to the point that we have been like MIA without doing like episodes lately.
Well, since our last episode.
What we've been up to.
We've been working on getting our audio up to standards. Mm-hmm. And I think we finally got there.
Think so too.
My baby bought us a mixer. Mm-hmm. For Father's Day, which was about 2 weeks ago.
Did you have a great Father's
Day?
Yeah.
Yes.
What was like your moment?
The balloons with the backsplash. I like that.
You're welcome, puppy. Mm-hmm. That's still a thing, dang for you.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
You're welcome. We celebrated our 5-year anniversary.
Sure did.
We kind of like low key snuck out of the state.
We ain't sneak out. We was open.
We was open, but still though, we wasn't fully open.
We was open in stage. Was in stage 4. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we got that.
We did. We celebrated our 5-year anniversary. We had a ball.
Mm-hmm. We linked up with all our friends and stuff. Mm-hmm. We was kicking it.
We stayed at our favorite hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness.
We had drinks on the rooftop.
Cut it out.
We had drinks on the rooftop and all that good stuff.
It was so much. We saw a drunk man up there. Mm-hmm. At the rooftop.
Mm-hmm. Granddad was feeling it.
Granddad was feeling it with his blunt and his cane.
That wasn't no blunt. He had a joint.
You can tell that man nothing.
He had that little joint with his cane.
Mm-hmm. So let's tell people what's next for us.
We finna just stay under the radar. We finna just keep working, saving and stuff, you know.
Just a stack and save season.
Mm-hmm.
Keeping our heads up and staying focused.
Mm-hmm.
Staying healthy.
Mm-hmm. Drinking smoothies.
Drinking smoothies, balancing each other out, you know, just continuing to grow.
Yeah. All right. So, guess we're gonna just do a couple shout outs before we get going into the show. Shout out the AMS crew, my boys from middle/high school, of the Informally Honest podcast. Shout out to them. Them boys is working, they punching out them episodes, you know what I'm saying? They found their little lane in the podcast arena, so Just sending good vibes out to them boys.
Good vibes.
One of these days, I'll probably be able to hop on the episode and kick my lingo with them. But till then, shout out to them. Who else we got?
Shout out to our favorites, 85 South Show.
Oh yeah, the solidified, the top tiers of the podcast. Well, my favorite genre of podcast is more like it's real life and comedy, and you know, just making light of situations while still touching on it on a serious note. So. Shout out to everybody we listen to and everybody that's doing it. The podcast we ain't came across yet and all that good stuff.
And one of my favorites is from Alex L. Hey Girl podcast. Like, talk about self-care and just take care of yourself and checking in with yourself. Like, I love everything about that podcast. So that's another great one to check out as well.
Okay. I'll see you with the podcast plug.
Are you ready to get into it?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Okay. What we talk about today?
We can go into this whole Jada Pickett.
We talk about entanglements.
This entanglement stuff. Like, I don't know. People just get stuff and just run with it. The whole episode in itself just had me just like, bruh. Just say that you just wanted to get your little thing popping off and that's just what it was. An entanglement? Nah, bruh.
I think that Red Table Talk, I think that one was kind of, it ain't feel authentic.
Mm-mm. But like, if we're going to talk about healing and peace and tranquility and all that good stuff, like, you're not being, like, genuine yourself, you're not being real with yourself, I feel like it was just an act, the entire time, but.
I mean, I only thought it wasn't authentic because this stuff, it was an issue that happened years ago. So if they was authentic, the Red Table Talk been out more than 3 or 4 years. So, but all in all, we gonna go and get to it. My boy's a snitch, man. He a straight snitch.
Straight up.
I ain't no sad nigga, but sad nigga number one rule is, you don't never tell.
Never.
You don't never tell. Especially when you already knew the parameters of y'all entanglement or whatever you want to call it. I'm old school. Old school mixed with a little new school. And we used to call that shit situationships. Not no goddamn entanglement.
Right.
And even still, you don't tell, dude, because Will and Jada, we already knew they had a open relationship. So even when they claimed from the video that they was done with each other, they ain't say nothing about filing no paperwork to get no divorce. So when you married, only thing that can, you know, block y'all or annul y'all marriage is a divorce. So because that didn't happen, I mean, guess you could say more or less this stuff was fair game. Until you get into the morality phase of it. Because morally, yeah, it's wrong that she stepped out. But we ain't gonna act like Will don't be getting no hoes either. So that still don't apply. But I just want to just touch lightly. Not to necessarily put more blame on Jada as opposed to August. Because they both did some wrong shit. Mm-hmm. August, bro, you shouldn't have told, dog. You could have, if you was going to say you was going to be able to die happy knowing you was able to love somebody like that, you was supposed to take that shit to your grave, bro.
Straight up.
You don't, if you say, because, I don't know, you say you can die peacefully or whatever you said, you should have just took it to the grave. You should have said it on your deathbed. Then that'd have been the headline. But to tell years later and after the fact, when you knew how that was gonna play out, they had to deny it so they could save face. We know that Will and Jada the Smiths, that's a brand. Mm-hmm. They're a powerful brand, you know what I'm saying? They've been in the entertainment business for decades on decades. So Dude ass shouldn't have told. That's all it is to it. He should have told, and maybe when he move forward, I'm pretty sure he'll find somebody else to be with again that ain't married to somebody else. If he so wants to manifest that, you know what I'm saying? Because if you gonna speak crazy and then some crazy shit happen, it ain't nothing but your own fault, because it's power in the tongue. So anything else you got on that? Because I ain't got nothing else to say. That nigga, tell her.
No, at the end of the day, that's their business. If that's what makes them happy, hey, do you? Because they sure ain't paying none of my bills, so technically. Be great, be jolly.
Yeah. What else you got?
What else I got? Getting ready for somebody's birthday.
My birthday not till next month, man.
It's right around the corner. Technically, July is like halfway over at this point.
No, we 12 days in. It's 31 days in this month.
It's 5 weeks.
31.
It's 5 weeks in this joint.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy because I literally had to look at my schedule and be like, damn, we got 5 weeks in July.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. You got to get through this little heat wave and then we'll be good for the back end of the year.
It's crazy how this year just passed just like super fast.
Yeah, that's because we've been locked down for 4 of them. You know, you take a quarter of the year away, mm-hmm. as far as besides just going to work and going to the grocery store to get your necessities. Ain't been too much going on. Pretty much just the days been running into each other. I can say that for most people. Mine pretty much been the same. I've been working my 5 days a week, my 6 days a week, you know. Only thing really picked up is the hours of work, but we only having to work these crazy hours because the workforce has had to shrink, but the workload didn't shrink that much to where we need some of them people back, man. We need some of them people back. I'm tired. I'm a little tired, but.
How are you feeling? Just in all, with all that's been going on.
Before this stuff got as big as it was, I told myself that that the biggest thing would be just maintaining just some stability mentally, because as you can see, people losing their damn mind out here.
They are. Yeah.
Mental
health is real.
But it's for justifiable reasons. Most people, it's people who was working the jobs, was making a halfway decent living, or at least making it work for the most part. And then you snatch that from under their feet. And then you more or less reward people for staying home with extra money for being unemployed. And now people about to start feeling that next wave, which is going to be another strain on their mental, because that shit is about to be up at the end of the month, you know? So people was getting $1,100, $1,200 a week, because you get an extra $600 on whatever you was getting unemployment anyway. And now take that extra $600, because sadly enough, it just go to the mental. Like, you put the money went into people's hands that didn't have good spending habits as is. So now you're just throwing more money into their lap for them to make even more worse decisions. And believe it or not, it's going to be more people worse off.
Yeah, that's true.
That receive, they received a good amount of the benefits that was available during all this COVID stuff. And when August and September hits on the back end, most of them people probably didn't save, or they didn't put their money into things that would appreciate in value.
Mm-hmm.
I seen a lot of paper tags out here.
Yeah.
I seen a lot of paper tags on new cars out here. Wow, I had the funds to get me a new car. I was like, probably just hold out and just fix the issues that's wrong with my car right now, and just stay ahead of bills and have a little fun here and there. But for the most part, we picking and choosing when we go out. Mm-hmm. And we also, once we already outside, we see a place that's just too crowded, just have to go to another place. I see people just so thirsty to go to their favorite places again, and just like, it's not hard to adhere to the social distancing, like go just play the game until it's over with. Mm-hmm. That's the biggest thing. Like, but the media has already scared the shit out of people when they did that in the first month and a half of all this stuff.
Right.
They flooded the country with information, and a lot of that information was conflicting. A lot of that information was premature. And then once you get the fear factor set in, it's all bad. So now we about to start seeing people, the residual effects of just misinformation. I said this back in March. I'm like, misinformation is gonna be worse than the actual disease. It's people them and them let they mental make them sick. They them thought up so much bad stuff. Mm-hmm. Even practicing all the extra sanitary guidelines and the social distancing guidelines and still end up with it. That just come from just having a bad mindset. It's imperative to have a positive and forward thinking mindset through all of this, because it's when you just stuck in the house more or less and you get caught in your thoughts, then that can break you down a little bit.
Definitely.
So the goal remains the same. Wash your damn hands, man. Wash your hands.
Sanitize and wear your damn mask.
Wear your mask when you're around too many people.
Outside in public places.
Don't be in your car. You don't need the mask on if you're in your car by yourself.
And please, y'all over here killing me with these gloves. Y'all just don't know that y'all just continuously spreading these germs everywhere else with
and
these
they,
gloves.
And they already said that, but that just goes to this just the term of just cognitive dissonance when you, it's pretty much, if you don't want to use the that's the psychological term, if you don't want to, we can do it like our mamas used to say, selective listening. Mm-hmm. You listen to what you want to listen to.
Exactly.
You listen to what you want to listen to.
What you want to listen to.
So that's what we see, like, because you can throw all the facts out there. People gonna pick the facts they want to apply to what they got going on.
Mm-hmm.
You're free to do that. Sometimes you just gotta think bigger than yourself, even if it don't personally make sense. Like, just for the quote unquote greater good. Do stuff that you already been doing. Wash your hands. You do that anyway.
Right.
Wear the mask. If you go outside, it's a 75% chance that the business is gonna require you to wear masks. So just have one on deck. Easy. This is easy stuff. Like, we ain't ready for, they already got the COVID tracker on the iPhones. We ain't ready for to have to scan our phones when we going to all these places, or make sure certain features are activated on our phones so we can gain access to certain places, because that shit coming.
You know it.
That's coming. Like, it's going to be soon where they already got the thermometer scanners. It's gonna be a matter of time before it's able to sync with your phone and it know your last 10 moves, the last 10 interactions. Like, they got all that stuff, and it's better to be ready than have to get ready.
True. Anything else you want to add on to the segment?
That's it. That's all I got. This is July. We've been in this thing. We've been doing this on 5, almost 6 months out this year.
Mm-hmm.
We have had some sort of quarantine, but I do just want to say, don't be scared to live. Just be precautious.
Absolutely.
Don't be in the house. Like, that's the worst thing you can do. You ain't got to go everywhere. You ain't got to go out to eat at your favorite restaurant. You might not be ready to do that yet, but at minimum, go out, get you a little walk, get you some of that sun, man. Get you some of that sun.
Definitely. We all can use some vitamin D around
here.
It's
the ultimate life fuel is the sun. So, go get you some of that.
And stay healthy.
And if you ain't stay healthy, start getting healthy. It's, you can't do it cold turkey because we've been eating crazy stuff all these years, all these preservatives and these foods and all this stuff. The reason why we see our elder relatives getting sick now when they was cool 10, 15 years ago when we was young and we was teenagers and stuff because all them chemicals and stuff, that stuff got... It's on timelines. Like certain effects of certain things might not activate for 5 years, 10 years, 15 years. It might not activate till it give you one issue, and now you got to take a drug to solve that issue, and then it counteract with that chemical. Now you got a whole nother issue. So, just going forward. If anything, just start research because everybody's body is different, but definitely start improving your diet, your moderation. You want to take in things in moderation. It'll definitely help you transition from just consuming processed foods because on top of the mental and the economic impact is about to be another economic wave that's going to hit once these unemployment, these extra unemployment incentives run out. That's when the real shit going to come.
So what else you got, Pookie?
That's all I got for you.
That's all you got today. You got to go get you some rest because we both got to go to work tomorrow. Usually I'm off tomorrow.
I got a lot of work ahead of me this week, so I got to like mentally prepare myself for this work week. But we just wanted to check in and
we back, y'all. We got us some fresh audio.
As I know, it's been a minute since we last did an episode, so you know, it was just good checking in and making sure that everyone is good and we're good and in a better space and more content to come.
We work it there. We work it there.
We work it for now. All right, my love. I am Sho.
I'm Mo. This is AA18, the podcast. We back.
We'll see you on the next one.
The Sho back, y'all. She back.
I'm back, y'all.
We coming back with more content. We're going to come out here. We're coming out here with a better format. And...
definitely let us know what content you guys would like for us to talk about. We definitely are open to hearing all the ideas.
Where are they going to send it to?
They can send it to our social media.
What's your social media?
Is I am Kashani J. You can find me on Instagram.
Oh, that's your Instagram.
My Instagram.
Oh, you can, most social media. @_mo. Send me some. We might answer it. We might not. Might just get at you about it. Be like, man, what is you talking about? But
good vibes only, guys.
No, we want all the smoke. Bring it all. We want all the smoke. You give us feedback on our first episodes because I'm leaving the messed up ones up there as a point of reference to see. I can see how we, as we ascended.
As we progress,
as we ascend it, mm-hmm. And we, you know.
A lot of people won't show that, you know, but.
I know we messed up. I thought I had it figured out. It's all good, though. That's why I got my teammate. She came through with it, and then I threw on another little YouTube video, and then I done rigged it up, and now we got about 45 chords up in here. But, hey, we sound good, though.
We sound really, really good.
Yeah. So, once again, this is 8818, the podcast episode. I don't know. We just going to call this one the catch-up episode. And we'll probably be back shortly.
Back to our regular schedule.
Yeah. Whatever that is.
But peace, love, and blessings to you all. Be blessed and stay blessed. Stay healthy. Keep your mindset on the right road. And just make it a great day.
Yeah, what she said. All right, we out.
Bye, y'all.